Chapter 14. The Bomb. There were now minutes before the time field ended. Root's head hurt.
Look, said Foley to Commander Root.
I can see, replied Root.
Holly was coming out of Foul Manor with the gold. Retrieval Squad flew to help her immediately. Everyone was getting ready to leave before the biobomb exploded. They had to move quickly. Root was waiting for her.
Holly, Root said, you got the gold. Well done.
I only got half of the gold, sir.
Don't worry, we'll get the other half soon, said Root.
I've had an idea, sir. I'll go back in and clean their memories. Then we'll put the gold in a safe place and do another time field tomorrow night.
No, Captain. I have orders from the Council.
But the girl, Juliet, sir, she hasn't done anything wrong.
I'm sorry, Captain. She chose the wrong family. Those people know too much about us. Nothing can save them now.
You gave the money back, said Butler, a little surprised.
Only half, said Artemis. We still have $15 million of fairy gold.
Why did you give it back? Can you tell me?
The captain saved you and Juliet.
Is that all? Asked Butler. Artemis nodded. There was no need to tell him about his conversation with Holly.
Now let's have a drink.
Artemis walked quickly to the kitchen and came back with three glasses. Butler knew that this was not a normal drink, but he took his glass.
Is this okay? Juliet asked her brother.
She knew too that something strange was happening.
I think so. Remember that I love you, sis.
Then he turned to Artemis.
You want us to drink this, don't you?
Yes, I do, said Artemis.
Butler smelled the drink. He knew that there were sleeping pills in it, but he drank it anyway. Juliet and Artemis drank theirs too, and they all fell asleep immediately. This was the most dangerous part of Artemis's plan.
Here comes the biobomb, said Foley.
A blue explosion filled Foul Manor. Animals, fish, flowers, everything inside the house died. Just 1 minute later, it was safe. The fairies were ready to go in.
Are you ready, Captain? Asked Root.
Because Holly knew the inside of Foul Manor, it was her job to take the squad in. But she did not want to see the dead humans inside.
Be careful, everyone, ordered Root. We find the gold and then we come out.
Inside, Foul Manor was strangely quiet. Holly went in first. Root and the other LEP officers followed. As soon as they were inside, they were all horribly sick.
What's happening, Foley? Said Holly into her helmet radio,
but she knew the answer.
It's the magic, said Foley. They can't enter the house until Fowl is dead. So...
He isn't dead, said Holly. He escaped. Artemis invited me in, so I'm not sick.
She went on alone down to her prison room. There were no humans, just half a ton of gold on the bed.
"Commander, are you there?"
she said into her radio.
"Yes, what can you see?"
"I found the gold, sir, but Fowl isn't here."
"Leave it, Holly," said Root. "You know the laws. It's his gold now. Let's go."
Holly put her gun away. Fowl was the winner this time.
"Wait until next time, human," she said to the empty room.
Outside, two of Cudgeon's officers were watching the fairy's half of the gold. But they were not watching it very carefully. They did not notice when Mulch Diggums climbed out of a tunnel just behind the gold. When the gold arrived back at the fairy council, 24 pieces were not there. By that time, Mulch was on the other side of the world. He was as free as a bird.
"Artemis, you're awake."
"Ah, butler, it's you," said Artemis.
"Explain," ordered Butler angrily.
"My sister was almost killed. You gave us sleeping pills. What's going on?"
"Look out of the window," said Artemis. "Don't you see? They're gone. It's finished."
Butler looked, and the sky was bright. The time field was not there.
"They're gone for now," he said. "They'll come back tonight."
"No, they won't," replied Artemis. "It's against their laws."
"Explain the sleeping pills in the drinks, Artemis."
"I had to find a way to escape the time field," said Artemis. "There was nothing in the book, and then the idea came to me. We were all very tired in the time field because you can't fall asleep. But Mother slept because of her sleeping pill, and she disappeared because she was in normal time."
Butler nodded. He was starting to understand.
"So when we took the pills and fell asleep, we moved outside the time field too,"
Artemis continued.
"The biobomb happened inside the time field, but we weren't in it. We were safe in normal time."
"We were only just in time," said Butler. "Another minute and..."
"I know,"
agreed Artemis.
"Okay," said Butler. "Just one thing. No more fairies, please. Fairies are just too human."
"I promise," said Artemis.
"Now, Artemis," said Butler, "I think we should check on your mother."
Artemis stopped smiling and his face went white. He thought of his conversation with Holly. He thought of the millions of dollars he gave back to her. Holly made him a promise, but are fairy promises good? Did she heal his mother? As they reached Angeline's room, the door opened. Was it her?
"Stay back,"
said Butler, and pulled out his gun. A person appeared. Her hair was wet from the shower.
"Artie?" said Angeline. "Artie, is that you? Morning, Artie."
Mother?
Said Artemis. She held him closely.
"I'm sorry," she said quietly. "For the last few months, I haven't been well. I'm going to stop living in the past."
They walked downstairs together, and Angeline told her son about her plans. she was moving downstairs into a bigger bedroom. He was going back to school.
"And I'm sorry, my love, I haven't got you a present."
"A present?" said Artemis.
"Don't you know what day it is? It's Christmas Day."
But Angeline was wrong. She was his present. Penguin Readers. Artemis Fowl. Owen Colfer. Level 4. Retold by Jane Rollison. Illustrated by Giovanni Rigano. Series Editor Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2020.